Jim, obviously, Jordan Cameron not expected to be in. You and Gary step up. You've done it before against New Orleans. How are you guys feeling headed in this game?
We're feeling good. We're getting prepared pretty good. It's impossible to replace Jordan because he's so good, but hopefully Gary and I collectively can get something done to kind of resemble what he does. But, you know, I think we've had a couple good practices, and we'll finish out the week, see what happens.
You know, a lot of people say, Jim Drayle, the blocking tender, you've made a lot of great catches this year. You seem very comfortable in this passing game. Why does it suit you so well?
Well, mostly because I'm wide open on most of the routes because of the scheming that Kyle does. It's just, you know, executing when you're called upon to do something. And in this scheme and this kind of offense, it works out pretty good for me.
They ask you guys to do a lot of blocking in the run game, set the edge, et cetera. Overall, with the run game the last 2 weeks hasn't been where it was early in the year. What are you guys kind of seeing on tape that you want to get cleaned up to get this back on track?
It's just maybe one mistake here and there. And, I mean, it takes all 11 guys to block. So if you want one guy making one little mistake, it's going to kind of screw it up for everybody. But I think we're starting to get back to where we were the first couple weeks. So hopefully it shows this weekend.
When you see a team like Tampa plays a lot of that Tampa 2 defense, obviously the seam, big place of vulnerability for them. Tight ends obviously can exploit that. Is that something you guys are looking to feature heavy this week?
It hasn't shown up so far in the game planning, but, I wouldn't be surprised if we install some stuff like that. But, I'm sure at some point it will, but who knows for sure.